The housing of 65 families in emergency accommodation could be under threat as the Rotorua Lakes Council takes legal action against several motels. They say 9 emergency housing motels have refused to engage and show they're compliant. Emergency housing is the talk of the town in the tourism hotspot, with some saying operators are costing the destination its prized reputation with visitors. The council says accommodation operators also providing emergency housing are required to have a dialogue with council on regulatory compliance, but some have failed to come to the table. Nick Trubridge has the story.
An accommodation stoush in one of our top tourism meccas, and now it's starting to turn ugly. Rotorua Lakes Council saying enough's enough and seeking enforcement orders against 9 of the town's emergency housing motels. Councillor and Operations and Monitoring Committee Chair Tanya Tapsell calling it a last resort.
Staff have effectively come to us and said this is the issue, these are the discussions we've tried to have, it's not working, and really this is the last resort. I mean, we don't take anyone to court without really trying every other option first, because bear in mind that this unfortunately still does have a cost to the ratepayers to do so.
A cost to ratepayers, but according to some in the town, for the good of the tourism hotspot's reputation. A council spokeswoman has told Checkpoint the court action follows requests operators talk to Rotorua Lakes to make sure they are sticking to the rules and regs if they want to continue providing emergency housing. Councillor Tapsell says the move has sufficient backing from her colleagues.
One of the tools we do have is making sure that people are complying and that their operations are fit for purpose for the use that they are in. So when you have motels that were previously for short-term stay, you know, 1 or 2 nights, that's very different to what it's now being used as emergency housing, where people are effectively living in these motel rooms.
It follows a fairly ugly chapter for the tourist town. Last month, Checkpoint travelled to Rotorua, where it was told of fears tourists will be put off visiting. It was claimed the town's motels were seen as an investment class, the situation described as domestic poverty tourism. Councillor Tapsell says some motels are behind significant social issues, adding it's not just the town's reputation at stake.
We do know that there are known gang members who have been residing in these motels. There's been drugs and violence come from it, unfortunately. So to put that in a perspective, 1/3 of all family harm, violence, domestic violence calls in 1 week in Rotorua are going to emergency housing motels. That's 1/3. So it's been a significant drain not only on taxpayers' money. This is costing between $20 and $30 million a year in Rotorua alone, but also on police resources and social services resources.
Rotorua Economic Development Chief Executive Andrew Wilson has been a harsh critic of the emergency housing arrangements in the town.
We've got 13 properties that have been contracted by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, which have got wraparound services and certainly some management around how those facilities operate. And then we've got a larger number of motels that are funded via the emergency housing grants that the Ministry of Social Development provide. And certainly there's a real lack of management around those facilities, and the flow-on impacts, you know, are certainly felt by the surrounding community.
It's not clear how many families and individuals are staying at the 9 hotels subject to the court action. But I ask Mr. Wilson whether there are broader considerations, greater issues at play here. If not emergency motels, where will these people go?
It seems only right that we're making sure that, you know, properties that have been used for emergency housing are also fit for purpose. Look, we'd dearly love to see probably more houses been built. I think we're kind of, unfortunately, the amount of effort that seems to be going in at the wrong end is the kind of the housing continuum is one of those things that continues to be a bit frustrating.
Nick Fitzgerald owns an accommodation business in Rotorua while also serving as the head of the Rotorua Association of Motels. For that organisation, it's been a real fight to have some sort of action taken against motels it believes aren't delivering results for both the wider community and the people living in them.
It's going to produce, well, it will hopefully produce some good outcomes for the wider community. There'll be less disruption, there'll be less reputational damage, and also the community within those emergency housing motels is that there's going to be better services and, I guess, better accountability within them.
In a statement, Mayor Steve Chadwick told Checkpoint end-to-end support is in place for those needing emergency accommodation, but the council has an obligation to make sure people have housing that's safe and fit for purpose. The council says over the next 2 weeks, other operators will be invited to engage to make sure they're compliant if they want to continue providing a roof for those in need.
The Ministry of Social Development has just responded to that legal action. Bay of Plenty Regional Commissioner Mike Bryant says MSD has a good relationship with Rotorua Lakes Council and is happy to work through issues as required. He acknowledges the Council's role overseeing the Resource Management and Building Act and that enforcement action may affect suppliers and MSD clients. Mr Bryant says steps to comply with Council regulations are for the motels to take, given they are private businesses. However, MSD has encouraged them to engage with Rotorua Lakes Council.